First off, could you tell us a little bit more about the Shared Table project and how it actually began?
Well, the Shared Table project began in 2012. We thought it was a good time to reach out to women who were living in Western Sydney, primarily Muslim women. We are a Jewish community roof body organisation, and we thought it was a good time to start having some conversations as women, as all residents of Australia here. And so we hooked up with the Olive Tree Women's Network, led at the time by my friend Fatima Karouche, and we decided we would embark on a program of cooking together. And we did, I think it was about a three-month program where every week women from the Jewish community and the Muslim community, all of whom had really varied ethnic backgrounds, got together, cooked their favourite dishes, talked about what they were cooking, talked about their backgrounds, their families, their stories, and it was a fabulous way to get to know each other. And we sort of have continued that project since 2012 with various partners. We also partnered up with the Muslim Women Association, which is a really important organisation also based in Western Sydney. And in the last couple of years, we decided we should really extend the love and we invited women from all different communities, all different religious and cultural backgrounds. And we've gone from there. We've also realised that cooking every week just gets a bit much and we all get too fat. And so now what we do, rather than sort of cook for a couple of months at a time, is we meet periodically and we bring our food with us and we sit around the table, we share the table, we share the stories, we share the food, and we dance sometimes and we just have a really good time.
Tremendous. We should point out, should clarify, just in case anybody is wondering, this is a women's only event. What motivated you to make it open only to women?
Well, I think it was that we believe women are not superior to men in their communication skills. I would never say that. And I wouldn't say there'd be peace in the world if women ran it, because let's look at the women leaders around the world who have not led us to peace. We are... We just felt, though, that women have tremendous influence on children's attitudes. Women tend to be the ones who engage more around the table for more hours of the day with young people, and that if we had women out there meeting people from different backgrounds, they would bring home their learnings. They might bring home the opening of their own minds to their families and to their communities, and it was a good avenue that really hasn't been exploited enough. We didn't want to do things sort of on a political level or on a symbolic level. We wanted it to be grassroots, and I guess that's why we went with women.
And on that, I mean, it's unavoidable, I guess, part of this conversation on the political level, on the larger level, I suppose. As we say, things look fairly unfriendly. We're seeing these kind of huge divisions that seem to be spreading us apart rather than bringing us together all around the world. Is there a part of the broader conversation you are trying to promote?
Yes, there absolutely is. And the thing is that all of the grassroots initiatives that we undertake, we look really to the future and ways that we can leverage those politically so that as groups, as coalitions, we can have a stronger voice on the issues. And I'll give you a good example of that. Very recently, you will know that the state government agreed that it was time to reform our laws on race hate speech and speech which promotes racial violence. And it was, in fact, the intense lobbying of a coalition of organisations, which included our organisation, the Muslim Women Association, and about 32 other organisations, many of whom have been involved in grassroots work with us, coalition that actually affected change, really, on a political level. I mean, we can't take full credit, obviously. The political people make their political decisions, but they listen to us at the grassroots. And so, you know, bringing women together around a table in Parramatta can actually have some really important political ripple effects.
And just finally, I understand your next event is coming up on Thursday, the 30th of August. Are there any other sort of reach outs you're trying to do, any other communities you are trying to reach out to and to bring into the fold?
Oh, well, this particular project, this is open to anyone. So anybody who hears about it, I mean, all of our coalition partners spread the word, but anybody who's listening to this program now as well can get in touch with us. They can call us on 9360 1600, or they can go online and look at the Shared Table Project. We've got, you know, a great internet presence. They can find us. They can come along to the event. Of course, it's free. All you have to bring is a plate of food. They will all be welcome.
Linda, that is absolutely tremendous. A terrific initiative. Really do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Sean. Thanks for having me.